The Bible gives us clear warnings about causing others to sin. Romans 14:13, do not put a stumbling block in the way of a brother. Proverbs 28:10, whoever misleads the upright into an evil way will fall into his own pit. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all say basically the same thing. I'll read Luke 17. And he said to his disciples, temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. Our society glorifies and encourages sin through movies, sports, and music. Teaches through the media, public schools, colleges, that God is not real. The earth was created by a big bang. We evolved from monkeys. Homosexuality is normal. The list goes on and on. Even some churches try to convince everyone that they are a good person with a good heart. But Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Lord, please help us to be aware of temptations from others that would cause us to sin. Help us to be mindful of what we need to do so that we would not cause others to sin. Knowing that we are all sinners, let us now confess our sin to you and ask for your grace to forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.